Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Michael and Ariette. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, also known as Messica Fletcher.
That Murder, She Wrote binge is inspiring you this week, I see.
Yes.
All right, well, we have no news, so we're just going to jump right into our headlines. And first thing we've got is Stefan attempts to make an escape plan with EJ. When he does not like those accommodations, he goes to Ava. Harris tells Ava that Stefan shot him, and she punches Stefan. He reveals the tryst to Harris before diving into the bottom of a bottle. After a convo with Chad, Stefan sobers up and blackmails a deal out of EJ.
Okay, so what we're not gonna do is act like Stefan was being unreasonable with the accommodations line.
No,
Dude was trying to send him to Ukraine.
that is true. EJ was sending, I wasn't sure which war zone he was sending him to, but I was like, EJ's trying it. And I'm just like, I don't
I think this
hate,
is their way of making EJ a viable evil.
which I don't mind because Dan
I
plays it
don't.
very well.
Yes, but I'm tired of this pissing match that they have of trying to be the head, the mayor.
I will say though, when he played the recording, which I'm pretty sure was a voicemail, which was dumb on EJ's part to leave everything in a voicemail, but I digress. That moment was like, oh, game set match, Stefan. Okay.
Yes. Now that I did like, because they did have Stefan looking like a little bitch,
I was gonna say that.
and I like that it's neck and neck. EJ has a competitor now, but at the same time, we've been seeing them compete for what, 2 years now?
And it just
Give
doesn't
it a break
hit.
for a little. Yeah, give it a break for a little bit.
And
Give them
also,
something to actually beef over.
while we're here, can we stop acting like Chad and Stefan are close brothers? Because they're
I was gonna
not.
ask because I don't really care, but when did that development happen?
It didn't. It just sort of appeared out of nowhere, and they inserted it as canon when it most definitely is not. Let us remember Chad pulverizing that man's face until it looked like meat.
I just watched those scenes the other day, like a few days ago, I think.
I think they tried to
He did
discuss
not
it, but Stefan
stop
was
beating
too
him.
drunk.
He beat the fuck out of him. He kicked him, he punched him, he stepped on
Like,
his.
it was bad. Like the most graphic scene I've seen besides that one also involved Chad, and that was when Ben beat the fuck out of Chad a few years prior. Like, Stefan and Chad are not cool, and I feel like since Stefan came back and apologized when Abby died, that was supposed to be the turning point. But I'm sorry, Abigail is dead, and Chad does not have to forgive him for what he did to her. Like, they never need to be close. They never need to have friendly conversations. Like, that never needs to be a thing. I am good with Chad being on site with Stefan forever and always.
That part.
Do
I
we
guess,
go
where did the
ahead, Art?
chessboard come from?
With what?
The one in the.
Oh yeah, where the fuck did that come from? I'm like, does he travel with a pocket-sized chess
That's
set
what I
that he?
wanted to know. I thought, was it provided?
Because I'm like, those were some interesting accommodations there.
And then I was thinking, like, well, did Stefan call a lawyer to bring it? But I thought EJ was his, like, it was weird. And honestly, that chess thing wasn't even needed for real.
I need them to like the how do I put this? Playing chess is boring. The only person who could make it interesting was Stefano
Stefano
D'Mara. So
Demera.
if Stefano is not the one playing it, do not do it. Point blank,
They're
period. Like,
overdoing
why?
it. Just because Stefano did it doesn't mean everyone in his family can do it. Please.
And it's not like Stefano was taking the time to sit down to teach everyone fucking chess. He was on the run and committing crimes.
Like, I just, I didn't mind the volleying back and forth, but the chess took me out of it.
Yeah.
Well, no, hold on. Okay. I will say this. It was boring up until Stefan started playing back and won.
That part, yeah, because I will say the look of oh fuck on EJ's face was hilarious because he looked like he shit his pants.
I was like Beyonce at that tennis match. Didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I was reacting anyway.
Okay, but now we're going to pivot to the other part of this story that I absolutely could not stand. Why did Harris forgive Ava?
I have no
okay,
clue.
Okay, so okay, so this is where we disagree. Had he been a bitch about it, I would have called him every bit of a bitch because they wasn't together.
That is true.
They weren't together. Ava broke it off. They could do whatever the fuck all they wanted to do. So why would he be mad?
Didn't he
that
see
was
it
then.
at the time?
This is now.
Okay, fair. However, I personally wanted to see some punishment for being subjected to that awful, terrible love scene and for
okay.
it to actually
okay.
amount to absolutely
so
fucking
the, what
nothing.
I'm hearing is you have personal biases.
Yes, and I'm owning that fact.
Okay.
I can own my personal biases. I was very annoyed at the fact that not only were we subjected to it when it happened, we were then flashed back to it multiple nauseating times. And then we don't even get good follow through because it's just kissy, kissy, make it better. I forgive you. Fuck that noise entirely and vigorously.
So you just didn't like the sex scene. There was nothing illogical about him not caring. Anyways.
I like this laugh she gave Stefan.
Now, what was bothering me is, Ava, you're right, but you're wrong at the same time. What's annoying me is Ava has not had any punishment. She gets off scot-free. She gets the man. She gets the freedom. She got her dick on the side. She just got everything. Her children are saved, even though they didn't cuss her out for it in the beginning.
They
even
need to.
John and Steve
like,
have been taking the easy on her. It's you've done a lot of crazy shit the past few months, Mav. You have to have some repercussions, and that was annoying me.
Yeah, definitely. I like this whole thing to get Ava off was just like annoying because
like they could have easily just gave her probation.
Which I'm sure I would have rolled my eyes out, but at least it's something.
Something, exactly.
Because you have, because when you juxtapose it with the storyline we're going to talk about in a second, with John wanting to take accountability for something he did 36 years ago that wasn't even his fault because he was not in control of his faculties, when you juxtapose...
Okay, so you just explain why I'm not giving a damn about that story, but we'll get there.
We'll get there in a second. But when you juxtapose that to Ava committing big crime fairly recently, but getting...
Fairly recently is a stretch. It was yesterday.
Yes, I'm aware. So, like, she's committing big crime currently, actively.
Literally still in it.
And she gets a clean slate and doesn't deserve it.
Talking about it's a second chance. Ma'am, this is like your
this is your
shit.
Let's be accurate. This is her 100th chance. Because every few years she cries crazy and gets a redo. Am I wrong?
You're not.
Because at what point are we just going to say,
ma'am, Ava, you just do terrible shit.
Exactly. And honestly, I'll be honest, Ava doing terrible shit to do terrible shit, I'm here for it. That's more fun than anything she has done in any of her most recent returns.
I agree.
Now, if you want to salvage this and give her repercussions in the sense that she is now going to be tied into the mob family because she still has to cash in that favor that she got in order to try to get Trip free, if those are going to be her consequences, I'm good with that.
Trip leaving her alone because, you know, Trip said no mob. He turned into Alexis Davis.
Because at this point, we know Harris is leaving in a few months. So which
low key sucks, I have to say. Low key
for
sucks.
You and you alone.
I don't think I'm the only person enjoying Salem Jarley. I'm sorry. Are.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not?
Listen, their quote and end quote love story makes no damn sense.
No sense.
But they at have all. Great chemistry. But yes. Oh, yeah. They have chemistry.
Steve and Tamara have chemistry. This storyline is just ass.
It is. But I am enjoying them. Like, I'm not shipping them, but I'm enjoying their chemistry. Heck, I'm enjoying them more than Trip and Wendy.
Yep.
So, like. But
I do wonder if the mob issue is going to come back up and be the reason that he eventually leaves.
I mean, it's possible.
But I will say that was when she punched Stefan when she found out that he was the one who shot Harris. That was it you, Michael, who said it was one of the best soap slaps you've seen in recent memory?
Yes.
You were not wrong. And that's because I think Brandon is an actor who was okay with actually being hit in the face.
It was such a good slap.
Mm-mm. It really was. It also looked like, I couldn't tell if she, like, it sounded like she slapped him, but it looked like she punched him.
It was a slap.
Yeah.
But I am happy that that's out, but, and I'm going to put this out there, and I'm just going to say this now. Do not, I repeat, do not do a who's the daddy and make Ava pregnant, because I promise you we don't care and we don't want it.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Isn't Ava like 50?
That has never stopped them before.
Marlena got pregnant in her 50s.
Fair.
Which, and given the way that time moves at a snail's pace in Salem, she literally could have fucked Stefan 3 days ago and then fucked Harris yesterday. And so I'm just saying, I don't want it. I don't need it. Do not do it. That's all I'm saying.
Honestly, truly, they might just have a reason to have Ava back in the Stefan and Gabby triangle.
And what's interesting is, like, Stefan's deal is apparently going to get him time served, so he's only going to be in jail long enough to make the deal, and then he's going to go free. Which I guess is the way to temper, like, write him out long enough for, you know, Brandon to take a couple weeks off as he, you know, welcomed in his new baby boy, and then goes back to work.
And then I guess Gabby's coming soon.
Yeah, Gabby started filming in December, so she should be arriving allegedly. Right around the time, allegedly. She should allegedly be arriving around the time that Harris is definitely leaving.
Interesting.
So, but I think we have said all we need to say on this particular story.
Allegedly.
Do you have anything you wish to add before I transition us to the next story?
No.
No.
All right. Then I am going to transition us into our next story.
Oh, Lord,
which
the story.
Okay. I'm going to take my nap now, Lord.
I was going to say, I'm quiet on this one.
Which is, John confronts Steve over keeping a secret and is determined to turn himself into the Greek authorities. And when I tell you, I do not care. Like, I don't care. Mainly because John got over it in like 5 seconds. So it doesn't even look like there's going to be any sort of rift in between the John-Steve friendship, which I was low-key kind of hoping for. to at least give us stakes that matter. Like, I appreciate that John wants
does
to
does that him matter?
It would affect, it would actually affect current story. Like, I appreciate the fact that John wants to turn himself in, but this happened like 40 years ago. This happened when you were not even of your right mind. You didn't even have the name John Black when you did this. So you were literally not the same man you were then. Literally and figuratively.
The way I do not care about the story or anything going on in it.
And I will say, like, when Constantine said, "I forgive you," my immediate thought was, "Oh God, what is he up to?" And while we're here, I didn't put this in another news, but we're talking about Constantine, so I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to need Maggie to start respecting Sarah and Xander's parental boundaries. If they say, "I do not want my child around that man," do not put that child around that man.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. And if she continues to put that child around that man, then she has no right to see that child. And if I were Sarah and Xander, I would be enforcing it. Because that just pissed me off. They have Maggie wearing clown shoes and I don't like it.
Yeah, she's being terrible.
And this whole thing is aggravating. Because there is zero reason that Constantine even needs to be here. He never needed to leave that bar in Greece, or the taverna, whatever the fuck it's called. He should have stayed the little bartender, and we never needed to even go here. Because I promise you, I don't care about this story at all. Drake and Deidre are trying. And, like, the acting from them for me is good, but I have no investment in this story because I also know you're shitting on the history that we already have, which is taking me out of the story. Well, because it doesn't...
I hope Ron gets this story because it's terrible. None of them are doing anything for me. I'm just... Like, if I see that story airing, fast forward as much as I can, but still get like a glimpse of what's going on. It's trash. I think it's the worst story on the show right now.
I will say the funniest part for me though was like as Steve and John are recounting everything for Maggie, because Maggie is standing there hella confused at what's happening. She did not even blink an eye at the fact that Victor would send the pawn to kill somebody. Like, that was, she fully accepted that was who Victor was at that time. And I love that she didn't even have an issue with that. She was like, okay, keep going.
Michael, any thoughts?
No.
You're basically right. Me on this.
All right, so I guess that makes...
No, because it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It really I'm is. Over it.
Same.
Like, why should I care? And second off, soon, you were brainwashed, dude. So honestly, they just got John whining like a little bitch, and I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah, same. I have nothing, truly.
It was not a good week, and this storyline took up a decent portion
75%
of the week.
Of it.
And it just, I wanted so much more for this story than what we got. I truly did.
Like, this would have been better off if John had killed, like, I don't know, Renee DeMera.
Or even if, like, if Belle were still here and Constantine was like going after Belle as vengeance for what he did to his Katarina. Like, there are ways that you could have done this to make us care?
And like, did he forgive John at the end of the episode?
He said he did, but I fully believe that that's because he has other plans. Like, I don't actually think his forgiveness was legit. I think he just doesn't want John to go to jail because whatever his plans are, he needs John free in order to ruin his life. That was what I was going with because it made no sense for the
Sylvester Paulo.
Yeah, because they sort of dropped that. Like, he has the activation card to make him the pawn, and he's only ever used it once, and it's never even been brought up again, because I don't even think John realized that.
Honestly, I think he's still under his trance.
No, he snapped him out of it by the end of that. Like, he's not under his trance. He snapped him out of it at the end of the scene in the park.
But then they just have Ava saying, like, 2 weeks ago that John's been acting weird.
Yeah, because John's been on edge ever since that night in the park, but they've never fully addressed why. Like, I don't even think John is fully aware that he lost time that night. Like, something doesn't feel right in his spirit because he knows something's off, but he's just not clicking. Honestly,
I would not be shocked if he's been pawned this whole time. Only because he's reacting different towards Marlena as well. Like, usually Marlena is able to kind of calm John down, and lately it has not been that.
Also, like, the way that whole card thing, it's just extremely silly to me. Constantine ain't no Stefano DiMera.
Yeah, but honestly, that's the only thing that's in history.
The card?
That is literally, the card is the only thing that's in history.
What did Stefano do?
Whenever he would see the pagoda card, he would go into a trance.
Stefano had more power over John than Constantine does.
He did. And
anybody can control it, because remember, Victor had control of the pawn as well.
But yeah, but like,
these two were extremely powerful. Anyone who
has that card has control of Jungle.
Fair.
Exactly.
But these two were extremely powerful, evil men. Constantine comes off as a comic villain.
Because we've only met him old.
True.
I think that's what the issue is.
And
because
we don't know his daughter.
Didn't Victor send the pawn to Constantine because Constantine was becoming the problem?
Victor doesn't just send you to death, like sentence you to death for cutting him off in traffic. You have to be a very big inconvenience for him to even want you to die. So Constantine had to be a very big problem. But I will say the only thing that's even been historical in terms of the story is that card, because Megan also used that card in Beyond Salem 2 to brainwash him. And that card, when they started John's brainwashing stuff again in the 80s, it was using that card. So that card has been a constant.
I'm not talking, like, I get the card. I get the history of it. I'm just talking about the people using it, like Constantine. It just, we don't know him. We don't know his daughter. How am I supposed to believe he has that kind of power over him?
You know who Constantine should have been?
Who?
Ernesto Toscano. That would have...
Yeah, it would have made sense if they pulled someone from John's history.
And Victor's history too.
Yeah.
And it's history that we would have seen. And we have not seen nor heard of Ernesto Toscano since the Cruise of Deception. Like, when that boat blew up and Hope fell into that acid, Ernesto Toscano was never heard from again. So, I think that would have been an interesting pull, but trying to make him, and Ernesto easily could have fit into this same similar backstory, because I believe Ernesto and Victor were friends until the affair with Loretta happened, which is Isabella's mother. Mm. So a lot of Constantine's history could have also fit with Ernesto. And then you've got, you know, it just, I think it would have hit a little bit differently, I think. Shall we move on to our last headline?
Let's go.
All right. As the christening gets closer, Sloane is more and more uncomfortable with Nicole's role in it. Can I just say it pleases me greatly that that child does not like Sloane? That child hates Sloane and it brings me joy.
I was going to say something, but I find it interesting in that she doesn't want to, I mean, it's her guilt, obviously, but you can see it more and more as she doesn't want Nicole to be close to Jude. But I'm beyond ready for the truth to come out.
Yeah. Well,
unfortunately, we have a little ways to go before that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, question. Because my mom pointed this out to me the other day. Did the scene in the promo where Sloane tells Nicole, you're not going to be anywhere near my child on the day of the christening, did that scene actually happen in the episode?
No.
It didn't. Okay. Because, like, my mom pointed out to me that it didn't happen. But I wasn't sure because I was also working while watching. So I wasn't sure if we just missed it because I was working and talking. And I just wanted to double check with you guys if it aired because I didn't think so.
I don't think it aired. I was waiting for it, but
I was waiting for it, and I kept waiting for Eric to come out of that room and like overhear Sloane being a bitch to Nicole and like stand up for Nicole. That's what I kept waiting for.
I guess they still do. I remember the promo lady saying a few years ago, sometimes the content in the promo is not going to be the same as the episode. But I don't know if they cut it. That would be the first cut, I guess. Or it was just used for the promo. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. But also, and I know this isn't necessarily talking about what airs. It's talking about the promo for next week where we actually see the christening. What is this fascination with putting Sloane in dresses that look like bathrobes?
I don't remember the outfit for next week.
She's wearing this like white robe dress, and then when she married Eric, she wore like a pink one. So I'm just like, what is this? What is this wardrobe's fascination with robe dresses?
I mean, I think the outfit is cute for the christening. That wasn't even a wedding dress, but it didn't look bad. I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly. I'm sending a picture to the group chat so you can see what her outfit looks like. I'm like, it's not bad. It's just not.
I don't know.
But I do like that they're establishing that I love that they're establishing that Eric is the one that's closer to that child.
Yeah.
Because it's hilarious to me that this is the only time I've seen it's the only time I've seen a switch where the switcher actually regrets switching. Not to the point that she's going to give the baby back.
Imagine if she did, though. That would be a different twist to the story. But what I find interesting, it has not much to do with Jude and Nicole and Eric, and more so to do with Holly and Eric. Because you can tell that she feels like he is a father to her, and she feels more comfortable around him. And like there was this scene the other day.
In the park?
Yeah. And I just like that. Those were the scenes that I really paid attention to when it came to Eric. I'm really looking forward to this moving along. I kind of wonder nothing is going to happen at the christening, but
not in relation to the switch. No,
Michael, what are your thoughts? These are your faves.
Yeah.
So it happened. Is that your
Yeah. So you have no thoughts, or you haven't been paying attention, so you don't know what the conversation is?
Mixture of both. We're talking about Nicole and Eric and the christening things, right?
And Sloan
Yes.
this week.
Okay, let me tell you why I don't have many thoughts on this. I thought the mess that I was going to be exploding at the christening was the baby switch. And it's this boo-boo ass Tate Holly and the Molly shit. I don't care. I'm
Don't know
over.
why you thought that when I literally told you and have been telling you for weeks and months that we are not getting the reveal of the Switch allegedly until May.
Because the key word you just said in that, allegedly.
I'm only doing that so we don't get sued on air. I did not say allegedly when I told you before.
That's the episode title, y'all. Allegedly.
We've been there, done that.
Damn, have we?
Yes, multiple times. Allegedly has been used multiple times.
Fuck. We got too many damn episodes now. Fuck. I didn't think we were gonna make it this far, guys.
Just going to go with cries crazy unless something else comes up.
Let's just keep rolling, keep rolling. Anyways, I'm over this. I'm over this. I'm over both those sides of the stories. Now, to be fair to the baby switch story, I can live with it being dragged on a little bit longer, but this Tate and Holly shit, it's got to go.
Well, that's being resolved next week. That's what blows up at the christening.
Okay, and yeah, I'm
So,
still let down.
okay, you can be let down, but you say it's gotta go. It's going.
It's not going
Where?
fast enough.
Because she's gonna tell Eric at the church, and then she is going to say so, she's going to tell the truth
How much you want to bet there's
at the
gonna be
party.
fucking Friday, and then we're gonna have to wait another week of this. This is
Also,
ass.
too, this may be okay. We're entering back into our allegedly era here.
Ding.
We really do need to find a sound effect for that. However, this could also be drawn out because we are supposedly, allegedly getting a Tate recast because the Tate we have now went back to school.
Okay, so what?
So we may be drawing this out until they can figure out what they're going to do in terms of Tate. Because I think we know we're going to see this Tate at least one more time, because I think he and Teresa have scenes in the rehab, like I think next week or the week after, and then I think that may be the last time that we see him.
How
So
old is
that
he? Is he like 18?
he's like, I think 18, 19. So he's definitely in college, and he's in college in Michigan, I believe. And that has basically been all of what his social media feed has been. Like, he hasn't posted from the studio in months. He's very clearly not been anywhere close to LA. So, and then when you couple that into the fact that when Ashley did the Instagram takeover a couple of weeks ago,
She had to cover someone's face, yeah.
she had to cover someone's face. And so it looks like we may possibly have a recast Tate. And I think when Eric Mostoff did Dishing Days,
Allegedly.
allegedly, when Eric Mostoff did Dishing Days last Sunday, he said a couple of things that led people to believe that Jamie is no longer playing Tate, because it sounded like he almost said the new actor's name and then quickly covered to say Tate rather than the actor's name. So all signs are pointing to a recast.
Makes
We are
sense.
now out of the allegedly zone.
But I think with that, we can move on into another news because we don't have any other headlines. So
I
I'm just
guess
going to,
we'll just go down the list.
yep. Xander gets released on bail, and Xander and Sarah have a romantic night to celebrate. Why is Xander out on bail, and why are charges not dropped? This is the other thing that is irking me. Harris knows that Stefan was the one who shot him. Now, granted, part of Stefan's deal is he's not being charged with that crime, but Harris can specifically say that it was not Xander.
Honestly, truly, I think they're using this as angst for Zara, because the only next logical step at this point is them to get married. And I don't think they want to do that without the head writing.
That is true. That is happening because, again, back in our allegedly era, Lindsay posted a set picture. Lindsay posted from set in her dressing room last week, and she had a wedding ring on her finger. So they are definitely engaged, if not already married.
I mean, didn't Suzanne confirm it months ago?
She did, but that the context of the interview, it was kind of hard to tell whether she meant another wedding was coming or she was talking about the one that already happened. It was kind of 50-50 on which way she meant it. Now we kind of know because the picture kind of reinforced it. So a Sarah Xander wedding is definitely coming, and hopefully it will be bigger and better than the one that we got.
An actual wedding.
Listen, I'll be very happy with them getting married in the St. Luke's Annex, where the christening is going to be next week. Give me that. But I have to say, and I've been saying it, but I love Sarah and Xander again, and it's so nice to be here and be happy to actually have them on my screen.
I concur. I'm very much feeling Xander, and I'm waiting for them to get married. And I'm ready for Xander to get his rightfully owned Kyriakos money.
That's coming soon as well, because I'm pretty sure that all that shit is likely going to blow up at what I believe is going to be Teresa and Alex's wedding. So I'm looking forward to Xander finding out that he is Victor's son and then trying to navigate what that means now that Victor's gone, especially given
how wait for the name change.
Yeah, from Xander Cook Kyriakos to just Xander Kyriakos. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
And then also in other news, we have Johnny and Chanel have a wedding night at the Salem Inn, and Paulina is released from the hospital and they have a welcome home party for her.
That happened.
I need Johnny and Chanel to get an actual story.
Okay, I wasn't here last week to speak on this, but this miraculous
recovery
is straight poo and unrealistic. They could have had, they could have had Lexi come back and give her a little more time, but or you know, could have the angel switch around the test and she gets a new heart the same night. But the miraculous recovery of heart failure. You're asking me to believe too much.
And what's making it worse is that they didn't also cure the cancer.
The simple fact that Paulina's walking around with a new wig, looking immaculate. She doesn't look sick at all. Like, nothing's going on.
But yet she's about to still have to undergo cancer treatments. So I don't understand, if her heart is miraculously working fine, why she still has cancer. Like, was this a discount miracle rather than a full-fledged miracle?
You can only get one ailment cure per miracle. Which one do you want? Do you want the cancer gone, or do you want your heart to work? I guess she chose the more evil one to cure.
The whole entire thing was just boggling. And I said last week that instead of Paulina being the one to be sick and see Lexi, it should have been Theo. that would have hit a hell of a lot harder.
It kind of makes sense as to why Lexi did it. Because Abe lost one wife, why lose another one? But also, she don't know that lady. So
it didn't hit the same because neither did Abe when they first saw her.
Yeah, that too.
Like, what should have happened is at the very, like, Abe should have remembered first and then saw Lexi. Like, Abe gets his memory back as Paulina starts flatlining. And then you have Abe crying to Lexi for help. And then you get the magical miracle cure. Or have it be Theo. Like, either way, like, the way they did it was just weird. Abe's amnesia resolution being an afterthought was just weird. It was
It didn't end with Dr. Obrecht being Paulina's auntie.
Like, it's all just weird. Like, those Johnny and Steve scenes in the middle of was weird because it was like they randomly brought up Clyde and you had Steve feeling guilty for the escape. And I'm just, why is this happening? When can Chanel and Johnny get their own story? Because I am sick and tired of them just supporting Paulina. Like, they literally just got married. And they may actually have a, like, I know we said that, you know, Sarah and Xander's wedding was bad, but their wedding may be worse. Because it was in a hospital room. But I just... Do you have any other thoughts on last week since you weren't here?
Not really.
That was basically it for our In Other News. Like, we don't have a whole lot.
This is going to be a very short episode.
Very short episode.
Because I don't have a read.
Do you have the urge to create one?
Who did he read this week? No one.
I mean, Chad. But at this point, do I need to read Chad anymore?
No.
No, but you still will just because you like to.
Fair, but this time I'm not even wasting my breath. I hate to say it, but I can't wait to Ron get back.
I hate to say it too, but same.
Whoever.
At least shit was moving.
I cannot believe we're seeing it, Michael.
At least things were moving. I'll give him credit there.
Yeah.
Because we honestly in the same place we were. Except for Paulina dying and Abe getting his memory back, we kind of had a standstill from 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a standstill from...
Actually, Abe getting his memory back took a while.
It did. It took...
Eight months?
8 months, yeah.
Or nine? Considering...
Yeah.
And then that wasn't even a fun memory get back. Alex... Bibbidi bobbidi boo, and here's your memory too. It wasn't.
That's our title.
Yep.
No, it just it moves in a snail's pace, and okay. It's a soap. Like, remember how James E. Reilly used to write stories? But it's not moving.
It's not like, because at least with James E. Reilly, like,
stuff happened every day.
Stuff happened every day, and like shit wouldn't, like, you would get fake outs. You would get conversations.
Drama. You would get like, what did
you would get conversations with characters who
we would have family spending 30 minutes telling us what happened the past 6 months.
And I just, we are definitely in a holding pattern, and we were warned that this is what the strike material was going to be, and I had hope that maybe that meant that we would get more character-based scenes and maybe things wouldn't be just plot moving from plot point to plot point, which we're not moving from plot point to plot point because we're literally just stuck not in the moving. Mud standing still. We're literally
in
just
a quicksand, just like slowly dying I was gonna say dying, but like it's taking forever till someone comes and saves us from this little ass.
Like, we have another month of strike material, I believe. Month and a half. So it's like, we need something, because we need Jesus, because this is very ungood.
Sure is.
But we already established that Michael does not have a read. Are we praising or shading anything in this mess?
I don't have anything really, but I guess I'm going to praise the slap that Ava gave Stefan, because that was good. It looked like a real ass slap. And, you know, I'm always here for soap slaps. So, yeah, that was a good moment.
I'm always here for good soap slaps, and that was a good soap slap.
It was. That's my praise.
Michael, are you praising, shading, or deferring because it sucked?
Defer.
And I'm going to shade and just tell Dates to get its shit together, because this is just not... Usually, even when things suck, we can still debate and have fun discussing it, because... Yeah, we may not love the stories, but there's still things to talk about. Literally nothing happened this week, and I'm just like, we've got to do better. Our two-way hiatus could not come at a better time, because
imagine if a lot of stuff happens during the hiatus.
Oh, I know. But programming note, we are going to be off the next 2 weeks.
Free at last. Oh.
Next weekend is Easter, and I will be out of town the week after. So we are going on a 2 week hiatus. So we will see y'all in about 2 weeks.
Happy holidays. Happy Easter. Celebration.
Totally the emancipation.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This is
I'm closing this now, because we don't want to get sued. Bye, y'all. Bye.